She's ready, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at the 2017 MAX Conference, Northwest Credit Union Association. I know I'm getting all it mixed up, but I'm getting all the names in there, I think.
No, I think you got it all.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And we're here with Cherie Adkins. How are you, Cherie?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. You are the, is it assistant vice, associate?
AVP and managing director.
I never know what the A is in AVP.
I make up the A parts.
Okay. A can be
AVP.
Apple Vice President Foundation. So. Before we get into the topic at hand, what are some takeaways from the conference and how's it going for you so far?
I mean, this is my first MAX, and I think is it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Loving it.
Just the high energy and being around this credit union family and everybody just being so excited to be here. I don't know if you've seen the MAX app, but people are just, it's this like barrage of tweets and texts and pictures and wonderful.
That's awesome.
Like the energy of it has just been wonderful.
Yeah, there's a really good vibe here. There's a lot of people here. I mean, like, blown away by how many people are here.
And a focus on the future, which is really exciting, you know. So what are we going to do? Where are we going? How do we get ourselves there? And I think the energy around that awesome.
And the changes that are occurring right now in financial service. I mean, just financial services in general, my goodness, it's going nutty. All right, let's switch gears to something really cool that you know that's near and dear to your heart. Obviously, you're part of the foundation. So the foundation's traditional role of providing talent development scholarships. This sounds pretty cool. Tell us more about this.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, so our foundation, that has sort of been our rock, right? We have, and I think a lot of credit union foundations across the country are the same way. We care so much about this movement and really building professionals in the movement. So we have a big part of the foundation's work under our cooperative development pillar. We have three pillars, and under that pillar, it really is helping cooperatives grow, it's helping credit unions, and it's helping credit union professionals. So we have scholarship fund, really, really easy application because we want to make it easy on folks.
Right.
And get folks to stuff like MAX, and they can use it for really, you know, across the spectrum of things. And it's just been a great opportunity. We hear from people all the time that are like, small credit union people especially, that are like, I couldn't have gotten there to that thing without those scholarships. Couldn't talk about scholarships without talking about how we're able to fund those scholarships.
Let's hear it.
So we have our generous credit unions donate to the foundation. Their fair share contributions are what help fund those scholarships. So it really is our credit union members that are contributing to the foundation and then supporting other credit unions and credit union professionals in that scholarship fund. So it's pretty phenomenal.
Importance and benefits here. I mean, I kind of have it in my head, but I want to get your take from this.
Sure.
The importance of, or the significance of the scholarships and then how they benefit?
Yeah, I mean, so I think with the significance of the scholarship for me is really giving people who maybe wouldn't have otherwise been able to attend something like MAX, it gives them the ability to get here. And when they get here, they get jazzed about their job, they get jazzed about being part of the movement, and they stick with the movement and go and do great things back in their credit union, in their community. Yeah. And so for me, it just builds and builds and builds. That scholarship helps bring people to life around the credit union movement. So, and then, let's see, what was the other part? I know we're live. Hi.
It's okay.
We're doing all right. She's doing great. No, it's kind of like, you know, kind of the benefits, the greater benefits of this. I mean, obviously there's education involved because you get deeper ingrained in the industry, you know what's going on, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the benefits. I mean, I think it gives you the ability to plug into a whole network, right? So our chapters and the councils and all of the different ways you can connect to advocacy, right? So you aren't just going to a conference way over there. It's really helping you plug in to all of the ways that you can connect with the credit union movement here in the Northwest. To me, that's the benefit, right? Because I think once you're connected, it's really hard to get disconnected because you see the value of it and you understand why it's so important.
I totally see that. That's what I was getting for.
Good.
That's what I was getting at. So you got it. Right on the money there. So I'm just kind of wrap up here. I mean, how do you see it kind of shaping up for 2017 going to 2018? Are there more scholarships available or what's the prognosis? Where are we going with this?
Yes, absolutely.
Goals.
Goals. Yeah. Well, so scholarships are a part of what our foundation does. We have three pillars. So asset building, economic empowerment, and cooperative development. And those scholarships sit, and credit union grants sit in that cooperative development piece. But we do a lot of really exceptional work because we're powered by this network of credit unions in the asset building space, financial literacy. We have this program called MESA that's really exceptional. And then in the economic empowerment space, we're looking at affordable housing, we're looking at workforce development, and some like really big community issues. So lots of interesting stuff there too. So I want to make sure I at least mention those things. But with scholarships, you know, 2018, we're looking at ways, particularly across the whole region, now that it's Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, you know, how can we help our Idaho folks come into the community and feel really, really connected and, you know, bring people from rural eastern Idaho and make sure they're connected as well. So, you know, I think 2018 is going to be a great year for scholarships. We have so many different ways that people can plug in through the association. And so I think, yeah, everybody should definitely look at that scholarship page on our website and see if they can apply.
What's the website? Where can they go? Is it the NCWA website or something else?
NWCUF. Very easy because you just switch out the
.org
A for the F. Okay. .org. Okay. Yep. And a quick scholarship application. Super simple.
Cherie, as you're talking, I was thinking about the A and vice president. Yes. Active. And if you want to put a V in front of it, very active.
There you go. That's probably a really... And I talk fast, too. You could fit that in there.
That's okay. So, I do, too.
Active. So, perfect.
Yeah. All right. Cherie, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it. Yes. Well done. Keep up the good work. All right. You guys are doing some good stuff.